This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's not unreasonable to say this is 25th Amendment kind of stuff.
Wow, that's Michael Wolff talking about the 25th Amendment, which would allow the president's cabinet to remove him from office. He was part of the Sunday Swirl. His book, Fire and Fury Inside the Trump White House, has caused quite a stir, and it bounces from the week into the weekend. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I like to say that this show is about you, and yes, you. It is all about opinions and the need to be able to share them no matter what your opinion is. I'm going to say this right from the start. Left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, I don't care. It's about the conversation we all need to have about a lot that is happening in the world. So if you want to chime in at any point, I don't even have to give you the setup. What do you think about Wolf and this 25th Amendment discussion? Ain't going to happen, I can tell you that. But 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Let me flush it out a little bit more for you. Here's what he said. He was on Meet the Press. He said that the White House staffers he talked to would say things like, we're not at a 25th Amendment level yet. He said others called Trump's behavior a little 25th Amendment. He said he constantly heard that. He said, listen, if I left anything out, it's probably stuff that was even more damning. It's that bad. He defended all of his tactics in getting the access he had to the White House, and that he was able to speak freely with a lot of the top dogs, top administrative officials in this new Trump White House. He'd say, I literally kind of knocked on the door and said, can I come in? They'd say, okay. I sat on the couch, and they would start to talk. He said he had no agenda when he went in. He had no particular politics when it comes to Donald Trump. That it's all about human nature. Now, Trump, as the president, has threatened a lawsuit against Wolf, and the White House has taken a big stance with the accuracy of many of Wolf's assertions, including misidentifications and other components in the book that would and could be fact-checked. In fact, what Trump tweeted out the other day was, I've had to put up with fake news from the first day I announced that I would be running for president. Now I have to put up with a fake book written by a totally discredited author. Ronald Reagan had the same problem and handled it well. So will I. White House officials, by the way, to give you the facts that we know, spoke with NBC News. They spoke to NBC and said they were adamant that the last time Wolf spoke with Trump was in a phone call February 6, 2017, 17 days after the inauguration. Wolf said on Sunday, when he was part of what I call the Sunday Swirl, the talking heads all about politics, said that there were several moments after that when he spoke with the press, but that he probably didn't think of them as interviews. Instead, they were more informal conversations in places like hallways. He said he never spoke with Trump inside the Oval Office ever. He also claimed he didn't violate any kind of off-the-record agreements with his sources, but tried to blend in with work as usual in the West Wing, trying not to be obtrusive. And he tried not to have anyone quite notice him or notice him above the level that they noticed the furniture. So his goal was to blend in to get what he could get, obviously. So he kept pushing the 25th Amendment stuff. Now, to be sure, there were those that stuck up for the president, including Mike Pompeo, who is the CIA director. He was on Face the Nation. He wanted to set the record straight. And here was his take on the president and the White House.
We talk about some of the most serious matters facing America and the world, complex issues. The president is engaged. He understands the complexity. He asks really difficult questions of our team at CIA so that we can provide him the information that he needs to make good informed policy decisions.
So there you go. He talked about the fact that nearly every day, as you heard there, they engage in those conversations. He says he asks hard questions. And he said, I'm going to give you an example. This is what he went on to say, Mike Pompeo, the CIA director. It was from early spring. He said that he'd been serving for a couple of months. At this point, if I had the timing right, as this was his words, he said there was this question about Syria. Was this, in fact, the Assad regime that he used chemical weapons? That's an intelligence question in the first instance. Can you demonstrate it was truly chemicals? Did they, were they used against civilians? So Pompeo is saying this is the kind of conversation that we would have. This was typical. There's a good example of that. He said, I can only give you my experience. Now, I haven't read the book. I've had plenty of things to deal with. And he said, I'm proud of being part of his team. And went on to say a couple of different things when he was asked about what happened in North Korea. Of course, as always, North Korea is on everyone's radar. And he was asked about North Korea. And with North Korea, he said, listen, frankly, before my time, the work that was done to understand Kim Jong-un, to understand the regime, to understand the advancement of his missile program was really first rate. We did understand the progress he was making, so multiple administrations have had access to the same information, and that program has progressed. So that was the only time, a couple of mentions about North Korea, but most of the focus was on the book and how was the prez at, you know, how did he feel the president's behavior was because of Wolf saying 25th Amendment, 25th Amendment, 25th Amendment, and he defended the president's mental ability, saying that, you know, the book doesn't properly present him, at least what he has seen. He has never seen any of what has, you know, what has been discussed. So he fired back at this controversial statements in the book from Wolf that inside the White House, it's not what is being proclaimed. So interesting that I think what has come in the wake of a book that hasn't even been or just was released and is being discussed, you know, right and left as to the access he had, as to the way he gained the information. I mean, here's the thing. The access is so interesting, and this was the big mistake, I think, of the Trump White House, no matter who. As much as you vet people, allowing full-on access, inexperienced in the beginning especially, of course, that can be disastrous because anybody's going to try to get the scoop on whoever the president is. It doesn't matter. I'm not defending it one way or the other. I haven't even read this book at this point, but it's interesting the focus in it and again, the access that he had. I mean, sloppy is what I would say. And I would blame that on whoever the gatekeepers were, which one of them would be obviously Steve Bannon. And Steve Bannon has come out pretty much basically saying he's sorry for trashing the son of Donald Trump. So he's kind of reeling that back on what his earlier comments were from last week. So that clash is still out there, but it's kind of morphed in a different way. I think Steve Bannon is trying to save himself because he's got nowhere to go. Do you think the greatest show on earth is at a movie theater? Uh-uh. It's happening in Washington, D.C. Speaking of the movies, when we come back, a big night, Gold Globes were handed out, and a big moment for Oprah Winfrey. We're talking about on the flip side here on ATN.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Time to address the elephant not in the room. Harvey Weinstein isn't here tonight because, well, I've heard rumors that he's crazy and difficult to work with. But don't worry, he'll be back in 20 years when he becomes the first person ever booed during the In Memoriam. It'll sound like that.
That was Seth Meyers. He had the great job of having to kick off the award season, Golden Globes, after a horrific couple of months where Hollywood is constantly having to drop out actors and producers and writers. And Harvey Weinstein, the most powerful man in Hollywood, or he was, who was producing big flicks for big dollars and paying big salaries, but harassing the crap out of Hollywood actresses, apparently, as we saw when that started to tumble out in October. So he had the job of trying to navigate those choppy waters. And listen, this is what comedians do. And he bounced back good with that last line about pretty much In Memoriam, this is the next time you would see him. And what he said about that would be the reaction. So if you are a moviegoer, you know that we also on this show, because we're constantly talking about the negative noise pollution that's out there that's crushing all of us, we like to put a little bit of the lighter stuff in between the layers. I like the movies because, guess what, it's a brain break and it's an escape. Good movies. Nothing worse than spending some big bucks on some really bad movies. But there were apparently some good movies this year, and, you know, a lot of them I actually haven't seen. And I'm going to race down a couple of them and then talk about Oprah Winfrey, because she stole the show, not so much the movies and the winners. One of the big winners, the best motion picture, went to Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. And this is the story about a woman who's furious because her daughter's murdered, and she has these three billboards basically attacking the sheriff, etc. And one of the actors in it is Woody Harrelson, who apparently is fantastic in it as well. And there's another that also received an award for his work in that same movie that was apparently just absolutely phenomenal. And that was Sam Rockwell, who actually won Best Supporting Actor in a Motion Picture. And also Frances McDormand won for her role, main role, in this same very popular movie. There, as far as other winners, Best Motion Picture Musical or Comedy was Lady Bird, popular kind of underground movie, I think, that now has exploded that much bigger. And then some of the other winners, if I mixed a few in, there was a movie that I actually want to see, because I wasn't on the air then, but I can remember the story when it happened, the Tonya Harding saga with Nancy Kerrigan. Come on, you know, who doesn't know the why? Scream of Nancy Kerrigan and that whole big setup to them going to the Olympics. And in the production of this movie, I, Tonya, I guess it was crazy, the nonsense, the things that happened, the different portrayals, what people didn't know. Allison Janney won Best Supporting Actress in a Motion Picture for that. There were some other winners, too, as well. So that was a movie that definitely hit home, I guess, with the Hollywood Foreign Press, because they're the ones who actually vote on who wins for these awards. And I know it's like when you think of award shows, do we really care about award shows? And you know how I feel about brushing over some of what goes on the West Coast. I mean, some of the crazy nonsense. But I mean, I have to say that I think that movie is significant, and from what I understand, it really is well done and really an excellent movie to go and see. That wasn't the only one. There were other movies, for example, Best Actress in a Television Series, a drama, so not movies, but television. And I watched the series The Crown, which was great. It was about Queen Elizabeth, and they're into their second season, and Claire Foy was up for an award there. She didn't win. Handmaid's Tale won, Elizabeth Moss, who does a great job in that series. So I'm not going to go through all the winners, but the big moment isn't so much the actors and who won for Best Actor, Actress, Director, Animated Film, you know, all of that. It was Oprah Winfrey, because she got the Cecil B. DeMille Award. And in the speech that she gave, I thought one of the big powerful quotes that was, I'm sure, going to be pulled out of it was, "Speaking your truth is the most powerful tool we all have." And the fashion statements at this award show was that all the women wore black, and they had a lot of the men had buttons on that said "Time's Up," which that's part of this anti-sexual harassment group, Time's Up. So they were raising the level on that. And she said, "A new day is on the horizon." And the really media mogul is the best way to describe her, stole the show. She said she was inspired by all the women who felt strong enough and empowered enough to speak up and share their personal stories. She highlighted one of the stories, and she talked about girls that may be watching and what the future will look like, that kind of thing. And boy, it really hit the mark, I think. And she, in her doing this and saying what she said, "Speaking your truth is the most powerful tool we all have," The men in the room, of course, incredibly supportive. So it wasn't a male bashing kind of speech. I thought it was interesting because in Hollywood, of course, they've had the whole casting couch to a nasty, ridiculous, outrageous level. And again, that goes back to Harvey Weinstein and what happened in his reign as one of the most powerful men in Hollywood. Certainly not the only one, but one who had a very big microphone and was not shut down until Pandora's box was ripped open. And I think she's right. It is a new day. It'll be interesting to see what happens from here. Now, the other side of this is, since we kicked off with politics and the book by Michael Wolff talking about all the problems in the White House, and then White House folks denying that, ridiculous the amount of access he had, Steve Bannon apologizing for what he said last week, and just basically the talking heads all over the tube this morning, which is whole part of the political landscape, and it then gets kicked around. So while that's happening, there was a joke that Seth Meyers also made where he talked about, where he said, listen, in 2011, I told some jokes about our current president at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, jokes about how he was unqualified to be president. He said during that monologue that you heard a slice of, and some have said that night convinced him to run, and if that's true, I'd just like to say, Oprah, you will never be president, and everybody giggled about that. But there is speculation, even though she squashed the rumors about a presidential bid for 2020, but there has been speculation about the possibility of her running, and because the President Donald Trump broke the convention of only career politicians making serious bids for the White House. Now it's wide open, and we know that, then anybody could run for president, and meaning that if people feel that you have the right stuff, you could be elected. So now the talk of like an Oprah Winfrey isn't so ridiculous to some. And, of course, the former talk show host and, like I said, media mogul is not a stranger to the political arena at all. She addressed some political issues on her show, but she has said over and over again there will be no running for office of any kind for her. And, you know, I believe that. So they can joke about POTUS in 2020, but I think she sticks to that. She's not running, and I think the Democrats are searching for other, especially female candidates, to take up the charge against whoever is going to run in 2020, which I would assume, if he's healthy and wants to do it again, it would be the current president who would go for the Republicans. But I seriously doubt we'll see any. We may see bumper stickers and T-shirts calling for Oprah to run, but I don't think she would make a serious run at it. But bravo to her for the way she handled the speech that she had, because I think she really nailed it, period. She said, for too long, women have not been heard or believed. We go to the mailbag next on ATN.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
Well, I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Once again, we're back at it. As I said, we're going to throw to the mailbag. So let's head to the mailbag. Maybe not.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Ah, there he is, my friend. Can we hear my friend again?
Let's dig in the mailbag.
I love Mackenzie Sutton. He plays my silly reindeer games. All right, so let's talk about what's in the mailbag. First, we head to this one from Thomas, who says, Kate, I'm not really crazy about Oprah Winfrey. I'm not a woman basher. In fact, I'm a go, woman, go kind of man. And so are my friends. But I have to say, I happened to catch a replay, because they were showing it over and over again just a short while ago, of Oprah Winfrey's speech at that award show. And I think it was pretty darn spot on. Good for her. She was obviously passionate about it, but nailed pretty much the mood of the country. It is ridiculous, the nonsense, certainly in their world, and what's happened in Hollywood should never have happened to the level it did, but money and power corrupt people, and obviously we saw that with the big producer and others like Kevin Spacey. So good for her for standing up and throwing out the right kind of tone, and just know that men are here to support their women, whether it's their daughters, granddaughters, wives, mothers. Not all of us are creeps like some of these nutbags in Hollywood. Yeah, bravo. Well said. You nailed it exactly. It's what I was saying, that it's not about this award show, the way she, what she pulled together and how she said that in that speech was incredibly moving, accurate, etc. And, you know, good for Oprah Winfrey. She has a very, very big bully pulpit, and she used it, it certainly, I think, for the betterment of just period of where we are. I mean, there should be a reckoning for harassers of any sort. It shouldn't be allowed to go on. Worst feeling in the world is having to go work somewhere where you're just constantly pounded. And it's unimaginable, but it's the truth for too many people because they have to feed their economic engine, and therefore they don't feel as though they don't have much choice in the matter. I guess that's put it that way. Let's move on to this one. This is from Marvin, who says, Kate, absolutely ridiculous what this moron Wolf is doing. Do you really think he's a journalist of any sort? He is not a journalist. I say that he is just trying to make a profit off the back of the people in the White House who were stupid enough to allow him to have this kind of crazy access, and he could spin anything he wanted to spin. He is certainly is no journalist. Tell me if you think he's a journalist, and I believe what you say, Kate Delaney, because you let people of all sorts on your show, or at least invite them. If you tell me he's a journalist, then I'll read his book. He's not a journalist. He's not. So, yeah, this is a whole money thing, this fire and fury. Of course it is. And the White House, the former White House strategist Steve Bannon, was the dodo bird that gave him this full-on access. You know what it reminds me of? There's always somebody who slips up, who's sloppy in what they're doing. Why would you let anyone close, especially in those early days, no matter who the president was? I don't care if it's Obama, Carter, Nixon. It doesn't matter. You have to have that no access till you know who the people are, except for the normal everyday what you would do in the beginning of allowing people in a situation where there's a lot of media taking pictures, throwing out a couple of questions. That's a whole different thing. So, I mean, the book, of course, you can't sell this kind of a book without really slam-a-jamming the White House. And so, sure, somebody could have been in there whispering, 25th Amendment, or saying whatever they were saying. And then he prints whatever he wants to print. Here's what happened that I thought was interesting. His credibility, of course, is being attacked. And in a tweet last week, the president attacked Wolf's credibility, saying he had authorized zero access to the White House and actually turned him down, that he never spoke to him for the book. Wolf fired back and said during an interview on the Today Show that he did speak to the president, whether he realized it was an interview or not. It was certainly not off the record. Now, see, that just makes sense. So if he did speak to him, there was no clarification. He just could have said anything, whatever he wanted to manipulate or say. Wolf said he spoke to him for several hours over the course of the campaign and after he took office, saying that his window into Donald Trump is pretty significant. He stands by what his work is. The White House press secretary, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, last week dismissed the book, said it was tabloid gossip laced with false and fraudulent claims, blah, 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 blah. Wolf wrote the book over 18 months in which he claims to have spoken with 200 people, having access to top officials inside the Trump White House, including the president. And according to an interview he did last week with a Hollywood Reporter that details the backstory to the book's publishing. So, you know, bottom line is that this is, again, the polarization of the nation, where if you call yourself a liberal, you believe it, think it's credible. If you call yourself a conservative, you think it's crap and nonsense. And I think the thing that's really the big takeaway it's not down the middle of any kind of journalistic ethics, because it's very murky as to what's on the record. Oh, no, it was all on the record. I just find that so hard to believe. Would he spout off some things to a reporter? Maybe, yeah. I don't think that couldn't happen. But all that access and just the sloppiness. I mean, Steve Bannon, to me, is the one who was really the sloppy one here in allowing that kind of access anyway. And look, he's going to make money on the book. The book's going to sell. The more it's talked about, the more people are interested to find out what the heck it's about. Is there anything to this? All right, let's move on to something else. This one is from Gordon, who says, Kate, thank goodness I already had flown into New York. It's a nightmare at JFK. There's flooding. There's cancellations. There's incredible insanity that's ensuing there. And we just came off of the situation where we had the horrific weather and the water main break had a terminal evacuated, and there's been these massive delays, and there's already been people that have been stranded because of the winter storm. Yeah, I saw that. Thanks for bringing that to my attention so that I would mention it, but I did see that. So parts of the airport where people were stranded, they had to be evacuated because of that water main break, and they had to shut down the international flights into Terminal 4. It was just really bad timing for so many people. There was luggage everywhere. There were people all over the place who were trying to get out or get in. And the images I saw from the terminal, wow, what a mess. Just unclaimed luggage, crowds, frustrated. You could see the frustration. I mean, the unclaimed luggage is insane. Same, the amount of luggage they had. So there were people apparently that have been waiting since Friday just to get out of New York City. And my goodness, that is scary in itself, isn't it? Can you imagine? Ugh, my lack of patience would be so on trial there. And what can somebody do at a desk? Nothing. Is it their fault? No. But how do you get out of there? You're stuck. You get out, I think you just leave. You go to another airport, you figure, re-rack it. You figure out how you do it. All right, let's move to this one. This one is from Danny, who says, Kate, this is a really lame-ass question, but I'm going to ask it anyway of you, because maybe you know it. I know you're not into the whole gossip nonsense, but I know you are into sports, and you keep up with everything and know a lot of people. Did you hear the story about Danica Patrick and Aaron Rodgers? Are they really dating? You know what? That is a funny question. Supposedly... Supposedly they are dating. I mean, they're both single. So, yeah, rumors are swirling. Look, they're single people. They're attractive. They're athletes. They could run in the same circles, or someone could have introduced them. It's not so incredibly shocking to me that that's a possibility. But it's a funny question. I don't know that I've been in the mailbag where somebody's asked me a question like that. So obviously I'm thinking you might be a Green Bay fan, or you're a fan of Danica Patrick's, or I don't know if you just want to know what I think or what I know about that. Wow, pretty interesting. Okay, here's another one from Tony, who says, Kate, I don't know if you saw the story about the fraternity brothers that are going to be sentenced after covering up the death of somebody they hazed in a fraternity. Did you happen to see that story? I did. Baruch College, it was a couple of years ago. And there was a guy who was pledging. And it was a fraternity hazing thing. He was blindfolded. He had to wear a backpack before he was tackled. And they call that this hazing thing glass ceiling, I guess. He was unconscious. They carried him inside the house. They changed his clothes, they did a search of his symptoms, and they tried to cover it up eventually because they took him to the hospital. He died a day later, and they charged 37 people with all kinds of crimes, from aggravated assault to hazing to third-degree murder. But four frat brothers are going to be sentenced this coming Monday. Very sad. Hang with us.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Lips sweet as pride. Her hands are never cold. She's got better days aside. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She's got better days aside.
All right, we're rounding the final turn for this hour of America Tonight. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. How you doing out there? Especially on the East Coast, where it's very chilly. I talked to my relatives, 8 degrees, 7 degrees, massive snow. I just mentioned JFK in the mailbag segment. Ridiculous. They had a water main break. Oh, would be very frustrating. I think when you travel now, and I love to travel, right? But when you travel, you have to pack like extra patience, and you have to pack what's comfortable for you, that you may end up in a situation where no matter what happens, you can find, you can make yourself comfortable somewhere. You can figure out a way out of it. You can rationally look at the options and not get hysterical with cancellations, and insaneness, you know, happening. Now, we are heard in New Hampshire, and I have to say, there is somebody in New Hampshire who's very excited about the lottery. And why is that? Because we just had those big Powerball, you know, we just had a big Powerball and a big Mega Millions drawing. And in New Hampshire, they say there's a sole winner in the $559 million Powerball jackpot. Oh, could it be somebody listening to this show? Wow. I mean, that's incredible. And then Mega Millions, there was a single ticket sold in Florida, too. So, you know, you take out the taxes and all that nonsense, and it's pretty sweet, you know, what you would get for that. We didn't have any. Well, my husband, the other, as you hear him once a week on this show, he slogged out to go and grab some tickets just for fun. He spent nothing on it. I think he got one try for each or something. We didn't even have one number, but somebody had the number. In fact, in Florida, it was from a place some of us know. Some of you Floridians listening, maybe you've been there if you're not from Florida. Port Richey, a 7-Eleven. So the 7-Eleven gets like $100,000 bonus for selling the ticket. They didn't reveal the identity of whoever that is yet, but somebody won. So all of the jackpots, boom, done. And the same thing, there's this Reed's Ferry Market. And that in Merrimack, New Hampshire, that's where they sold the ticket. And that's about 25 miles, to give you an idea, south of Concord. Isn't that crazy? They get a lot of regulars in there, so it could be regular that and then. But somebody is a lot richer. Two people are, maybe more, are a lot richer as a result of those huge jackpots. I'm going to bounce back with the re-rack to what I think are the top water cooler stories that people are going to be talking about. They're going to be talking about Oprah Winfrey, the media mogul, talk show host queen, has her own network, and for the fact that she gave this stirring speech when she accepted her Cecil B. DeMille Award at the Golden Globes and said to young girls watching, a new day is on the horizon, got a standing ovation, and this is all as a result of this anti-harassment that has been going on for the last couple of months and now is swinging into a much different direction where there are people with money and some influence who are trying to help other women who have none in situations where they were trapped. I think that's good. And the movement is called Time's Up, where they have, I don't know, $16 million in a fund for people who need legal aid and are in different professions working, not as millionaires in Hollywood, but in the situation where they feel, I guess, stuck because they can't leave a job or they have no means to go after somebody in a horrific situation. So that's one thing. The other big thing, politically speaking, is this book. The Wolf book is like a bad penny that's not going away for the White House and for others like Steve Bannon. So the former White House chief strategist said that he regretted not responding sooner to comments that were attributed to him that were critical of Donald Trump Jr. in this new book. He said, Donald Trump Jr. is both a patriot and a good man. He has been relentless in his advocacy for his father and the agenda that has helped turn our country around. He said, I regret that my delay in responding to the inaccurate reporting regarding Don Jr. has diverted attention away from the president's historical accomplishments in the first year of his presidency. So he released that, and this is as a result of that book, Fire and Fury, and comments that were attributed to him. So in the book, Fire and Fury, Michael Wolff quotes him as saying, Bannon is saying that the 2016 Trump Tower meeting between Trump campaign officials, including Don Jr. and former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort and a Russian lawyer purportedly offering damaging information about Hillary Clinton was treasonous. That's what it says in the book. And it attributes statements to him denigrating the president. So Bannon said his comments about the Trump Tower meeting were not aimed at Trump Jr., but rather Manafort, because he said he's a seasoned campaign professional with experience and knowledge of how the Russians operate. He should have known they are duplicitous, cunning and not our friends. I agree with that statement. Again, Bannon saying, I apologize, etc. Trump, when he's on Twitter now, calls Bannon Sloppy Steve. Sloppy Steve. And, you know, I'll say this. It was sloppy that there was all this access, no matter what was said, where it was said, any of that, because how would you allow that much access, especially in the very beginning of an administration? It's, it seems crazy to me and very sloppy, no matter what. That is the bottom line, no matter what. So this book will play out. Does it go any further than that? Of course not. It's just going to be more of the Twitter back and forth, more of the convo about, is this guy really a journalist? I'll answer that question as somebody who went through journalism school and gets the difference. No, no, and no. He is not a journalist. He's an opportunist. And he took the opportunity he was given and he ran with it and talked to whoever he talked to all over the White House and had access and slurked around and slithered around like a snake. And nobody took the snake out and threw it away. He was allowed too much access in the White House. So that stupidity. And that would be on Bannon's head since he had that role as to what is and what isn't. None of this has been verified or vetted out, as any journalist will tell you. Even looking at the book, they haven't done that. So if you're just going by his word and going by the book, it's all about the fact-checking, right? I haven't even talked about this, but a lot of people are dealing still with all that snow. 20 million Midwesterners, many of you listening to the show, I hope. Woohoo! I love my peeps from the Midwest. I went to school in the Midwest. I loved it. They're under a winter weather advisory through Monday morning. Parts of California are seeing some heavy rain. That's good news because of all of the fire they've had. But for some people, the snow was insane. How much snow, especially, and the temperatures, like in the in Boston. Oh, Boston was ridiculous. Friday morning, anybody who was out walking, they had snow like up to their waist. It was crazy. 13 days of below freezing temperatures in New York City. And I mean, really, you just had to bundle yourself up like you were going to rob a store. Like every ski mask, like two layers of ski masks. Terrible. 22 people died last week because of the severe weather. It was that bad. 6 in Wisconsin, 4 in Texas, 3 in North Carolina, 2 in Virginia, 1 in Ohio, Massachusetts, Michigan, Missouri, North Dakota, New York, and South Carolina. And there were so many cancellations of flights. Ugh, when you're stuck. And I'm telling you, JFK the worst. It looked like it was a luggage sale. Just luggage everywhere. You can even walk through the terminal at parts of the terminal. Terminal 4 was a nightmare at JFK. I feel sorry for those people who were trapped there and probably still are trapped. Thank you for choosing us. Appreciate you listening to the show and all your support. Remember, you can always reach out to me, americatonight.net.
Like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it.
if you try.